fortune before the wisdom of where their names are. Before the words, before the stories, follow the rainbow sun.
Something about this place. Come on, I'll show you around. Now, this is what we call the information desk. This is where folks come to find out, you know, what time the trains run and where they're headed. Do you think you'd like to work behind that desk? Go on, give it a try. Let me see what you look like. Oh, wait, step up there. Ah, that's more like it.
Excuse me, sir. Does the express train to Fort Farley stop at Foggyville?
I don't know where to stay.
You say yes.
Yes.
Oh,
good. Then I'm going to have to buy a ticket.
See, that's how it's done. In order to ride the train, you have to have a ticket, and this is where we sell them.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Can I please buy a one-way ticket to Foggyville?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'll take your ticket from there. And find the puncher. That's it. Your puncher clogs you, though. Perfect. And then you stamp it. And, then I give you my money.
Thank you, young man. It is a pleasure doing business with such an efficient railroad. What did you say the name of this railroad was?
Shining Time Station on the Indian Valley Railroad.
Ooh, well, I'm going to have to remember only to travel on the Indian Valley Railroad.
Next stop is the waiting area. Now, this is where the passengers can sit. And as they wait, they can read. Or they can stare at their feet. Or they can twiddle their thumbs.
How do you do that? That's neat. I know a different trick.
What happened to your thumb?
It's right here.
Oh, good, because you're going to need your thumb when we go to
the arcade. Look at that. There's music, there's games, and there's movies.
Here, just put some money in here. And turn that crank. I'm looking in here.
A little glue. I'll fix it later.
So, this is quite a place!
Isn't it?
Yes, but it's different than I thought it'd be.
Oh, I bet I know what you want to ask me.
Do trains ever stop here?
Well, some do. Steam engines, diesel engines,
fire engines?
Matt, come here. This is my plan. I'm going to make this old station as good as it ever was. There'll be passengers rushing around, going to faraway places. It's going to be a very busy station, just like the days when my old granny used to run. And then lots of trains will want to stop here. Will you help me?
Sure.
Great. Now listen. There is a railroad engineer coming here this afternoon. And if he likes this place, then maybe he'll stay and help too. So, where shall we begin?
Let's see what's the painting.
Oh, it's a beauty, isn't it? It's called a mural. And it shows the way people used to travel and how they travel now. And if you use your imagination, you can almost see it come to life.
Do you know what we need? We need some music to work by. Put that nickel in the shoebox, okay?
Somebody dropped a nickel into this here jukebox. We have to play the song.
Well, I'm all set, Ray.
What should we play, Ted?
What are those noises in there? Where's my song?
Hey, there's like a kid looking in here. Yes, he can't see anyway. And he can't hear us unless we play a song. Let's play something totally sad.
Let's just play something we know. How about some railroad vibrations? One, two, three.
Here, you missed a spot. It's the window over here. You did the others, so don't miss this one. That's a good lad. Can't do a job halfway. What's worth doing is worth doing well, I say. And that goes double when you're doing my windows, because they're double pane. A pain in the neck and a pain to clean. Do you know what I see when I look at that clean window?
No.
The inside of the switch house. What else would I see? Well done, lad. What's your name?
Matthew.
Or is it Matthew, Matthew? And you may call me Mr. Conductor. Well, you're a good worker. You know who'd like you? My friend Thomas.
Thomas living with you?
Dear me, no. Thomas is a steam engine, and he lives on the island of Sodor. You are interested in trains, aren't you?
Yes.
Splendid. Then I'll tell you a story about my friend Thomas. You do like stories, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Very well, but first I have to find my whistle. Ah, here we go. Thomas is a tank engine who lives at a big station on the island of Sodor. He's a cheeky little engine with six small wheels a short, stumpy funnel, a short, stumpy boiler, and a short, stumpy dome. He's a fussy little engine, too, always pulling coaches about ready for the big engines to take on long journeys. And when trains come in, he pulls the empty coaches away so that the big engines can go and rest. Thomas thinks no engine works as hard as he does. He loves playing tricks on them, including Gordon, the biggest and proudest engine of all. Thomas likes to tease Gordon with his whistle. Wake up, lazy bones. Why don't you work hard like me? One day after pulling the big express, Gordon had arrived back at the siding very tired. He was just going to sleep when Thomas came up in his cheeky way. Wake up, lazy bones. Do some hard work for a change. You can't catch me. And off he ran laughing. Instead of going to sleep again, Gordon thought how he could get back at Thomas. One morning, Thomas wouldn't wake up. His driver and fireman couldn't make him start. His fire went out and there was not enough steam. It was nearly time for the express. People were waiting, but the coaches weren't ready. At last, Thomas started. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. He yawned. He fussed into the station where Gordon was waiting. Hurry up, you, said Gordon. Hurry yourself, replied Thomas. Gordon, the proud engine, began making his plan to teach Thomas a lesson for teasing him. Almost before the coaches had stopped moving, Gordon reversed quickly and was coupled to the train. Get in quickly, please, he whistled. Thomas usually pushed behind the big train to help them start, but he was always uncoupled first. This time, Gordon started so quickly they forgot to uncouple Thomas. Gordon's chance had come. Come on, pop Gordon to the coaches. The train went faster and faster, too fast for Thomas. He wanted to stop, but he couldn't. Peep, peep, stop, stop. Hurry, 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 laughed Gordon. You can't get away, you can't get away, laughed the coaches. Poor Thomas was going faster than he had ever gone before. He was out of breath and his wheels hurt him, but he had to go on. I shall never be the same again, he thought sadly. My wheels will be quite worn out. At last they stopped at the station. Thomas was uncoupled, and he felt very silly and exhausted. Next, he went onto a turntable, thinking of everyone laughing at him. And then he ran onto a siding out of the way. Well, little Thomas, chuckled Gordon, now you know what hard work means, don't you? Poor Thomas couldn't answer. He had no breath. He just puffed slowly away to rest and had a long, long drink. Maybe I don't have to tease Gordon to feel important, Thomas thought to himself, and he puffed slowly home. Thomas got a little carried away with himself. It can happen to the best of us. Whoops, I must be going. Goodbye, Matt. I'll speak to you soon. And don't forget those corners.
It's sinking. There's a little guy who lives in here in a wall. Oh, he's back. Oh,
what did I tell you?
There's nothing about this place.
Oh, he is so shy and he travels a lot. Listen, Matt. Remember I told you he's a railroad engineer that's coming? I wouldn't mention any of this to him. You know how grown-ups can be. He may not understand.
I know.
Oh, it'll get down.
Hello.
I'm Stacy Jones. This is my nephew, Max.
How do you do? This is my granddaughter, Tanya. And my name is Henry Cupper, locomotive engineer and master mechanic. You can call me Harry.
Well, welcome, Tanya. Welcome, Harry, to Shining Time Station, what we hope will be the best train station on the Indian Valley Railroad. And we can sure use the help of an engineer of your experience.
Well, the railroad asked me to stop by and have a look, but I haven't told them yet I'd take the job.
Oh, of course. Well, why don't I show you the station?
Mm.
Now, would you mind showing Tanya around?
Yes, sir.
Let's start out here.
There's a little guy who lives in the wall.
He's about this big. He's a conductor.
Hey, listen, Mr. Conductor.
Hello, come on out. Are you hot? Hello, please come out.
That's a picture. There's no little guy in there.
Oh, yes, there is.
Hey, what's that?
That's my movie in there.
Oh, sure.
Set up my workshop. Don't know where I'd do that. Perhaps over here. But then folks would be traipsing through it all the time.
Oh, no, no. Your workshop is right in here.
I've never had my own workshop before. I've always had to share. But of course, I'd want to make some changes, put everything in its proper place. Oh, no, sir, please don't touch that. Those are my railroad tools. You can hurt yourself. This feels too nicely. Look, careful, smooth. When you're on the railroad, you have to watch what you're doing.
you've come back to clean the windows, they haven't had a chance to get dirty.
Where did you go before?
Railroad work takes me everywhere, Matt. You don't spend a lot of time in one place. It's a traveling business. I was just off traveling with Edward.
Who's Edward?
You don't know Edward. Of course you don't know Edward. You didn't know Thomas. How could you know Edward? I'll tell you a story about Edward.
One day, Edward was in the shed where he lived with the other engines. They were all bigger than Edward and boasted about it. The driver won't choose you again, said Gordon. He wants strong engines like us. But the driver and a fireman felt sorry for Edward. Would you like to come out today? Oh, yes, please, said Edward. So they lit his fire, made lots of steam, and Edward puffed away. The other engines were very cross at being left behind. Edward worked hard all day. The coaches thought he was very kind, and the driver was very cool. I'm going out again tomorrow, Edward told the other engines that night. What do you think of that? But he didn't hear what they thought, for he was so tired and happy that he fell asleep at once. Next morning, Edward woke up to find nothing had changed. Gordon was still boasting. You watch me, little Edward, as I rush through with the express. That will be a splendid sight for you. Goodbye, little Edward. Look out for me this afternoon. Edward went off to do some shunting. He liked shunting. It was fun playing with freight cars. He would come up quietly and give them a push. Then he would stop and the silly freight cars would go bump into each other. Oh, they cried, whatever is happening? Edward played till there were no more freight cars. Then he stopped to rest. Presently, he heard a whistle. Gordon was very cross. Instead of nice, shining coaches, he was pulling a very dirty freight train. A freight train! A freight train! A freight train! He grumbled. The shame of it! The shame of it! Oh, the shame of it! Edward laughed and went to find some more freight cars. Then there was trouble. Gordon can't get up the hill, the porter called to Edward's driver. Will you take Edward and push him, please? They found Gordon halfway up and very cross. His driver and fireman were talking to him severely. You're not trying.
I can't do it, said Gordon. The noisy freight cars hold an engine back so.
Edward's driver came up. We've come to push. No use at all, said Gordon. You wait and see, replied Edward's driver. They brought the train back to the bottom of the hill. I'm ready, said Edward. No good, grumbled Gordon. They pulled and pushed as hard as they could. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it, puffed Gordon.
I will do it. I will do it. I will do it, puffed Edward.
Edward pushed and puffed and pushed as hard as ever he could. And almost before he realized it, Gordon found himself at the top of the hill. I've done it. I've done it. I've done it, he said proudly.
He forgot all about kind Edward and didn't say thank you.
Edward was left out of breath and far behind, but he was happy because he had been so helpful. At the next station, he found that the driver and fireman were very pleased with him. The fireman gave him a nice long drink, and the driver said, I'll get out my paint tomorrow and give you a beautiful coat of blue with red stripes. Then you'll be the smartest engine in the shed.
And the very next day, he did get a new coat of paint. You're good at small jobs, and you know what a big help that can be.
Did he paint him blue?
He's talking to the wall, isn't he?
Oh.
Is he all right?
Sure, he's fine. Matt, you know how to Matt, are you going to come to work at Shining Time Station?
Well, Harry, Mr. Cupper hasn't made up his mind yet.
Looks like the station's got itself a passenger.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, a one-way ticket to Leaping Log, Alabama, please.
Strange sort of fellow, isn't he?
Time for my happy toes to hit the rail.
Well, I guess this isn't the kind of place you're used to.
Nope, I'm used to things being a lot more serious.
Oh, does that mean you don't like it here?
No, it means it's time for a change. Tanya, would you like to visit me at Shining Time Station?
Yeah!
Matt?
Is Mr. Cupper?
It's Harry. Would you please run and fetch me my blue box? The station needs a little loving care. I want to get started as soon as possible. Ah, thank you, son. I think we're going to be friends.
Decide to stay at Shining Time Station?
It's hard to say exactly, but there's just something about this place.
Reach for the speed, reach for the wisdom, go where the rail may run. Reach for the word, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hope to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go.